Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. I kind of stumbled on my name there for a second. Who am I? Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air, once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown down in Dana Point for the time being. And we are here to talk about DIY stuff. But you've actually got some good news. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Oh, well, I mean, with the 12 people that listen, sure. Yeah, why not? So I have been, as Andrew and I like to call it, my downsizing my life, simplifying my life tour that started in about 2018. And it is now, what year is it? Like 2021. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the it last feels like, year. I was just tripping on the fact that like, February is over.
Yeah. It's like, but you know what? I'm okay. Like, let's keep it moving forward. Yeah. So my downsizing and reset button continues, which is kind of exciting. So yeah, it looks like I will be moving north a bit, not much, but a bit, moving to the city of Los Angeles soon. And kind of excited about that. And let me tell you why, Andrew. One of the things that I really think I've learned through, you know, the COVID being quarantined and all that is that, you know, I have she's an adult, technically. I have an adult child who lives with me, but, you know, she's still got some learning to do.
Barely an adult.
Right. I mean, trust me. You know, and so what's happened with them.
Is she 21 yet?
No. Oh, God, no. No. She's just barely legal. So it's been, you know, she's been a great sport about kind of seeing different parts of the world and seeing different parts of the United States. And we landed here by the ocean. It's been super cool. I love the weather. It's been nice to have the ocean, you know, view. But what I found is that kids that tend to kind of isolate themselves anyway, they actually need some contrast. They need to be places where they have access to kind of, you know, the world a little bit more. And yeah. Currently we're, you know, kind of staying in like a suburb, which is kind of cut off and isolated. And for COVID, okay, no big deal. Like, you know, she would have stayed home anyway. But I got to kind of get this kid out into the world a little bit more. And yeah. I got to get her exposed to some stuff. And so there's just going to be a lot more opportunity kind of where we're headed. So I'm excited about that. Everyone loves to visit LA. No one knows where Dana Point is. They're always like, how far do I have to drive to get there? yeah. And I just say forever. Just head south and keep driving.
What time of the day are you driving? I'll give you an idea.
Yeah, right. And so so this will be easier. You know, I talked with my oldest. She was in Seattle, and she's like, oh, wow, so I can start flying into LAX now instead of John Wayne Airport in Orange County. And it's funny because John Wayne Airport, as you are about to find out yourself, is actually great because it's so small. But it's not the most easy to work into a schedule, you know, like those smaller airports.
You got limited times you can fly. Yeah. In. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
so
that
the
many
world,
airplanes come in. Yeah. Yeah. And it can be a little more expensive than LAX. Yeah.
It is. It absolutely is. Yeah. So, yeah. So the world's unchanging.
It's like here, I'm going into Sacramento or going into SFO.
Yeah, I know.
Big difference.
And you know what I learned, too? I had a little trick when I was living up north. I would, if I could, I would kind of grab, depending on the time of year, flights into Reno sometimes actually were better than the flight to Sacramento. So it just kind of depended on where I was coming from, what I was doing.
Right.
But yeah, you just got to, those flights, man, I think, Andrew, I haven't booked a flight in a year, but I think that with all of the stuff that's gone on with their business and how they haven't been making tons of money, I'm worried we're going to see more increases. And now instead of like, you know, some places one bag flies free, I don't know if any luggage is going to fly free anymore.
I know. We're still waiting for our flight for last October 20. We had booked a flight for October 2020, but we canceled it, obviously.
Sure.
And we're still waiting for the refund. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
Through Iberia. I mean, we were flying into Spain, but yeah, and it wasn't not an insignificant amount of money. It's still sitting there. Just hoping they don't go under in that time. You know,
I was going to say. I mean, a flight to Spain.
We have insurance
like
if they go under, but man, yeah, it's
like a
while.
Mortgage
yeah.
payment, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh god, two mortgage payments for
that
flight.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I like the idea of yeah, both our kids are 22 and 24, and neither of them live here, and they both live in cities. One's in San Francisco, and one's in Mexico City. And they both love being able to walk places or yeah. be able to catch an Uber. They don't have to have, neither of them have cars. So it works out really well to live someplace where you have that opportunity, not in a suburb or even yeah. Grass Valley. It was tough for them in Grass Valley because
yeah,
you can only drive places.
Yeah. I mean, and I have to say like that was, you know, Grass Valley was so great for my kids in so many ways. And then they kind of reached a point where
for young adults, it's rough. Yeah.
Yeah. They need to do something else. So yeah, I got some changes coming up. But you're gonna be on the road a lot, it sounds like, in the next week or so. Not only are you going to be traveling for, you know, pleasure, but it feels like you might actually be making a little investment in a you might have to come down my way to get some business
equipment.
We're expanding,
so yeah, we're buying another truck and trying to find trucks right now. COVID has not hampered vehicle sales, especially commercial vehicle sales, it seems, and particularly the type of vehicles that we want. So yeah, it's a little difficult for us to find the trucks that we use. We use fairly specialized vehicles. So yeah, we got to go down to LA. We got to go down to Santa Fe Springs to pick up a truck. So yeah, I'm hoping to get one of my youngins that work for me to do it. See if anybody's interested, and I'll pay them to fly down and drive up, kind of thing, you know, do it a day trip.
It's a drive. It is a drive, yeah. but it's not too bad. I mean, you know, like we talked about earlier, you know, depending on the time of day, you know, you just get on the 5 and just, you know, make sure that you stay wide awake, because that's the one thing that can happen on those long road trips, right? Is you kind of get that highway hypnosis.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
well,
you know.
I've gotten to the point, I'm 53 and I know it's still young, but I've gotten to the point like, yeah, I don't like driving at night that much anymore.
I don't know if I'd call it young. I would call it seasoned. Okay, yeah. You're seasoned, and now you know what you don't like to do, right?
And then I have the luxury that I don't have to do those things. So
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So okay, well, now that we're caught,
now
up,
we're entering into spring. So and you found this great project for spring, and I've actually got experience with this subject. So you know, people are going to be getting chickens. They're going to be getting little chickies. And you got to have a place to put these little chickens. And I love fresh eggs. I've got a friend that gives us fresh eggs, and I actually had 2 over easy this morning with toast. But housing them can be a struggle. And it can be expensive to build a little hutch or chicken coop. And you found this great little project with just utilizing free pallets. And the thing I really like about this project is the fact that they're not really cutting much. They're not, you know, like a lot of the projects with pallets, you're literally pulling the boards apart and utilizing the wood as free wood. This project, they're actually utilizing the pallet in its entirety,
in its form,
leaving it whole.
Yeah.
Which,
you know how much
so
I
much
love,
easier.
You know how much I love a good pallet project. I mean, we've talked about
yeah.
it. I have looked at projects that literally you can take a pallet in its current form and turn it into deck furniture. You can take a pallet in its current form and turn it into a planter. You know I'm all about pallets.
Yeah.
Make work that take the form and keep it. If you can keep it in its form and use it, that's my favorite.
Yeah, and this is a great project. It was, I mean, you know, here they're saying the shingles, you know, $20 per bundle. They use 3 bundles, so $60 in shingles, some tar paper. They probably, you know, there's another $25 to $50. So they're, you know, they're into this thing for under $200, probably, you know, depending on how much that you can actually just secure some of this stuff. You could probably do this for almost free, depending on how you want to do it. And all it is just a box built with utilizing the pallets, pallet floor, pallet walls. They're even utilizing the pallets as doors themselves and not really doing any modification on them. And the doors, I think, is really cool. They actually just used a whole, they put hinges on full pallets on 2 of them, and that's the length of it, so that you can actually open both of those, so you can get in and actually clean the thing, because that's always a problem. It's always a problem when you've got farm animals, right? Is cleaning out all their stuff, right? Cleaning out the soiled hay and such. I know the coop that I built years ago when we had chickens, it was a little bit of a problem getting in there. I didn't do the best design. I knowing this, I probably would have done this, because this is pretty stout. One of the things too is you want to make it strong enough so you don't have to worry about critters getting into it. With these full pallets, they're really strong. Raccoons aren't going to get in there, and you're not going to have any problems with raccoons. You're not going to have any problems with skunks. Your dog might be able to get into it, but you know, make sure that you've got it set up so that that's not an issue. And all they did is they set it up on cinder blocks to keep it raised. And you definitely want to put something around the cinder blocks to keep the raccoons. Put some rocks underneath there. And they use the pallets to build the walls, pallets to build the doors, pallets to build the roof. Tar papered the entire project. And then they took cedar shingles. That's a really nice touch. That's a little bit more labor than I'd like to do on a project like this. I would probably just use some plywood and paint it. You get some cheap 3/8 plywood, because of the fact that you're using 2x4s. You can even go 1/4 inch. You could even use Luon for this. You could even just use door skin. So you can do some pretty simple stuff because of the fact that you're using pallets. It's already structurally, it doesn't need that outer wall so much. It's just more for keeping the weather out. And the tar paper will keep the water out. So, yeah, I think this is a great, great, easy project for somebody to build. And then building the coop around it, she actually found sticks. I would probably use pressure treated wood. I've done this before where I've utilized wood from the property, and it doesn't last very long when you're using sticks. It rots really fast, especially if there's some bark on it. I built a really cool fence in one of our houses years and years and years ago. Gosh, probably when did we buy that house? It was in the early 90s. And I don't think that fence lasted more than 5 years, because we ended up selling the house and my sister stayed there and they had to take it out because it just rotted. It was cool looking.
Cool, very cool looking, right? But not the right material to make it through the seasons. Yeah.
No. So the sticks are kind of a pain. You definitely want to use, I would use 2x4s, just pressure treated 2x4s. So that's going to get in a little bit more money once you build the surround with the chicken wire and stuff. But, use fence posts. And a lot of the stuff, I know Restore was closed for a while, but I think they're open again. A lot of stuff you can actually get at Restore, or you can actually even, go by job sites.
Right.
There's so much waste that happens in job sites, so much wood that we dispose of because of the fact that it's just not worth keeping.
Right. But then what are you going to do with
utilized.
It? Right.
So they just dump it. So, I can't remember the figures, but it's amazing how much waste is done in construction sites. Go to a construction site. There's plenty of construction going on. Ask them if you can dive through the dumpster and take some plywood. Ask them if you can take some 2x4s. There's going to be some stuff in there that is going to be useful that for a project like this that you will not have to pay for. Remnants of things. I know we try to take as much as we can to Restore. There was an issue here recently because they were closed, so they couldn't take anything during COVID. I think they've reopened. But it's hard. People would appreciate it. You can even call contractors. Hey, do you have any stuff you want to get rid of? We're always getting rid of stuff. And I've actually had people call me for stuff and have timed it right, and we've given them product. So if you've got a project like this where, you don't have a lot of money, you want to put chickens in the backyard for your kids, and let's be honest, when you're just starting out, money can be really tight. I remember it was really tight when we first had kids. If you can build a chicken coop for $100 or potentially practically free, do it.
Yeah.
While they filled the... Oh, this is interesting. So this is more for... I should have read through this whole thing before.
I was kind of wondering if you were going to give... but I just let you go, And the thing is that I get to watch the joy of you having a discovery moment right in the middle of something like, aha moment.
Wait a second, what's that? Oh, that's cool.
I do send you this stuff in advance to...
Oh, yeah, no.
Right, I know. Yeah.
I had plenty of time. I had a good 48 hours to go over this, but I did I? No. The one thing that I just noticed is, you know, this must be in a colder climate. I wouldn't worry about it too much here, but they're putting hay in between the bags of hay for insulation and in between the wall.
Okay.
Between the cedar shingle and the pallets, which is not a bad idea.
Can I talk about that for 1 second? So when I was a kid, I remember when you said that, sorry, it sparked something. My dad had built a very nice doghouse for our dogs. And he had done, the cedar shingles, but you know what he also did is he put foam insulation in it. And it was really nice. I mean, now granted in the Bay Area, like it doesn't get as wet and cold as it might somewhere else, but you know how it was one of those things where now I'm like, oh my God, like I don't think I'll ever think of a doghouse. No doghouse will ever be sufficient to me if it doesn't have insulation. I mean, how nice is that, right? So when you said that,
let's be honest. How long do we leave our dogs outside?
Oh, my dog doesn't even know what outside looks like. But I mean, but there are people that you know have dogs that you know go outside.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid that because I had to go in and clean out the doghouse from the fur and everything, which I didn't understand at the time. Now I do. But I remember the foam insulation. He used foam core to like keep the dogs comfortable. So anyway, sorry.
And that's a great point because you can buy sheets of foam really cheap.
Yeah.
Or even just package foam. I mean, how much packaging do we throw away? Sheets of styrofoam. I know we were just down helping my daughter put together a bed, and gosh, the amount of foam board that was in there could have insulated this chicken coop, or pretty close.
For real,
And it was just stuff we had to put in a dumpster. So this is a great idea, and it utilizes really inexpensive material, utilizes pallets, which are free, tar paper, which is cheap, a couple hinges, which you're probably talking $10, nails or screws. I don't really use nails anymore, mainly just screws, because they tend to last a little bit longer, and shingles to make it look pretty, or plywood and some paint. And that's the other thing, you can get paint at Restore. You know, and if it's for an outbuilding or something like that, where you just want something that looks halfway decent, get the cheap paint.
Right.
You don't have to buy color matched paint from the paint store.
For sure.
You know, and paint's expensive these days, you know, like $30-$35 a gallon, I think.
We really start to sound old because we earlier we were talking about how expensive everything is, and I was like, oh my God, how many times did I walk in on my parents saying things like that? Like now I am, oh my God, I am my parents, you know, like I can't believe how expensive that is, but it's kind of true.
Well, we were talking about trucks, and like I have to buy a new truck. And when I first started this 20 years ago, I could buy a nice brand new service vehicle for about $25,000. Those same trucks are costing us over 60 now. So it's, you know, more than double in those 20 years for basically the same vehicle.
You know, the good news that I hear in all that, though, is Andrew Chudwell, congratulations for being in business for 20-plus years.
Yeah. There you go. We've been around for a while. Yeah. So, yeah, we've weathered a couple pretty gnarly storms. So,
Let's keep it positive, okay?
Yeah. No, it's good. So if you're talking about putting a chicken coop in your place, we'll share a link on our website about how to make this really simple, super simple. We had a couple other projects that we were looking at utilizing pallets, and some of them were using higher level carpentry skills that it's like, it's a little harder to figure out. But for this, something like this is great. And for some of you new parents who may be bringing chicks home from school like we did, this is a great way. You could do that. You could just, if you just got two or three, you could just do a 4x4x4 pallet. Just a single, you know, single pallet wall. Single pallet floor, single pallet roof, single pallet. So, you know,
simple,
you're into
it
for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pallets and or 7 pallets, and you've got your whole structure.
Right.
So anything along with those, I think that's pretty much it for the coop. I know I loved having chickens, but we did have some issues with some health issues with chickens, and it's a little, and they do become if you let them become pets, they can be pretty hard to
take care of. Right, stop talking right now. I'm just going to put this little disclaimer. I don't know how far you're going with this story.
I'm not going to go that level, but
okay. We were getting ready for the show, and you started sharing your disclaimer, your discussion with me about chickens, I was fine until you got to this part, and then I was like, I don't want to continue this discussion anymore. So apparently, let me handle it.
Wasn't going there. You handle it, please.
There's a part of a chicken that apparently comes out that it's female chickens, and apparently they, I don't know how it gets loosey goosey, but it kind of comes out of them. And Andrew had his poor wife put it back in the live animal because he didn't want to deal with it. And you know what?
I was at work.
Because if you're at home, you would have volunteered for that job.
Yeah.
Your wife is brave, because when I was like, "Oh, chicken sounds fun,"
and she's not a pioneer woman.
And then you shared that piece of information with me, and I just went, "I will never have a chicken in my life. I will never own.
Yeah.
Never gonna happen. Never." That's all I'm going to say about that.
That part is hard. And then, you know, if you got to make sure you make it strong enough that you don't have critters getting into it. If you're in the Grass Valley, if you're in Nevada County, if you don't have a roof on it, you're going to have issues if you leave your chickens out. Raccoons get into them. I know our neighbor, when we lived up on top of Banner, the bears would get into their coop, and they ended up building this really elaborate system to keep the bear out. So yeah, you want to make sure to at least be able to keep raccoons and skunks out of your
coop.
Coyote,
bear, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah. Scary stuff. So you want to make it pretty stout, and with the pallets, that's pretty secure.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's pretty secure, and as long as you lock them up, yeah.
It's just a nice way to use what's laying around and do something fun. Actually, I had a thought about this, and you could tell me because you've also had bunnies. Could you do something similar
This totally work for a bunny. For bunny hutch, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, our my daughter's bunny is house trained, so it just runs around the house as a litter box, like a cat.
That's pretty.
It's the funniest thing.
If you're gonna have a bunny, that's the way to do it, Andrew.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
It's cute, until it bites you, but it's cute.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of bites, but I'm a big fan of cute pets. My gosh.
I'm kind of glad we don't have the bunny in the house anymore. They also have a lot of hair, but yeah. They're good pets. But yeah, you could totally utilize this for a bunny hutch.
Mm-hmm. Or that's what I thought. Kind of the same kind of design.
Hutch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I would just make it smaller. Just make it a single. This one is set up for, you know, it's like 8 feet long by 4 feet deep by 4 feet high. You don't need to make it that big unless you got quite a few chickens. So, you know, if you've got four, you can do just a 4x4.
Sure.
And they'd be perfectly happy. Okay. So anyway, with that knowledge, with that information, have fun getting chickens, or do what I do and just have friends that have chickens. It's kind of like my friends that have sailboats. I will not own a sailboat, but I love having friends that own sailboats.
Makes perfect sense to me. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Have friends that have these things, because they can be a lot of work. But if you enjoy that sort of thing, this is a great project for... Especially if you got kids, it's a great project for kids, because this is like building a fort.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden the structure goes up, and they can actually, you know, if you've got an 8 or 9 year old, they could totally help you put this together.
That would be fun, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a good weekend project for family. Anyway, with that, if you have any plumbing, electrical, heating, or air problems, please give us a call at 530-272-9120. You can find us on the web at easyasabt.com. We've got all these shows archived there as well. We've got a lot of Q&A stuff on that on our website as well. So if you've got some questions about how to fix things, you can kind of look on there and get some ideas on how to take care of it before you actually call a plumber or electrician or a heating and air person, because there are some simple things that you can do a lot of times where you don't have to call a service technician out. And we want to help you out as best as we can with that. And where else can you find us? On Facebook. And yeah, with that, have a great day and catch you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.